You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. This is in my 56th year on radio, and I have something actually beautiful to share with you. If you're the first time listener, please, it's not going to be a regular show that gives opinions. I don't have an opinion. I have basic truths right on the money. Now, you might take aghast that statement, and I understand why you should. But there are flawless truths, and it's important to speak flawlessly about those truths, because if you don't have an authority, a very special kind of authority, that doesn't mean to say intellectual one, but a spiritual one, you won't recognize, you may not recognize, it's most likely you won't recognize what it said, and you'll miss it. You can read the Bible, and it says wonderful, wonderful things, but words can mean different things, like lust and love. You get it mixed up. You think that love is lust. Lust is love. It isn't. When it comes to, you know, sex. But you can lust after food. And last night, I explained that there's only one root, one cause for 95 problems, 95 diseases and various sufferings, even war and divorce. There's only one that will kill you in, and 95% of all the diseases are based on it. All the suffering is based on it. And I would have you listen to me so you can ask me questions, or yes, and you call the number 800-866-8883 any moment that you feel like you have me, or any moment you want to put me down. I'm okay with it. We take people who don't agree with me. Fair enough. But I would suggest to be very careful about the truth. The truth will make you free. So we're going to talk about the truth that really can make you free. But not anybody can, your ministers, when it comes to the Bible, it says the truth will set you free. And it says, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's where they disagree. They think that only Jesus is perfect. He says, all the things I can do, you can also do. Become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. It means exactly that. So what is perfect? Oh, well, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But yesterday I was talking on that same subject, saying that drugs, alcohol, eating, drinking, or whatever it is you want, sex, excitement of every kind, anger of every kind, is the root of all your problems. It's an emotional energy. It's the energy. There's a certain kind of energy that comes from the world. You don't look for love in all the wrong places. You can't find love in the world. My producer I have my call screen and it's not working properly. Would you please refuse it? We'll fix it so I can get my callers. Thank you. Okay, it's happening several times. So just redo it. Thank you. Okay, so here we are. If you're going to call me, if you have a problem, and many of you listen to my program for years and years and years, and every now and then I get one that has the courage to stand up, say, look, this is my problem, and we have a nice conversation. And conversation makes the day. Because when somebody speaks about whatever it is, he smokes a cigarette, he's on various kinds of drugs, legal or illegal, or they have, she's crack cancer, whatever the illness is, what they call it, is all from the same one root. So, addiction last night was discussed that way. You can be addicted to drugs, okay, we understand that, but you can be addicted to food, and food is good for you, but not good enough. My producer, the call screen doesn't work, so you have to talk to me to get my callers, okay? Okay, thank you. All right. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yeah, very difficult to do the program when people don't want to call. I know in several stations this is brand new to them, so I wait for a little while for them to call. But I expect my caller, whoever it is struck by what I say about them. You can listen to me and says that's me, and it could be painful, and you can be angry that I've caught up with you and faced you with it. That's what I do. That's the truth that sets you free. So I put my life, you know, on a hill. I don't put it anywhere else. That's what it says. And I'm a radio program. I've been on the radio for 56 years now, and I've discovered the key to what you're looking for. Yes, it's the Bible. It's all there. But do you understand what you're reading? Do you really understand what the preacher is saying? It boils down, as I said last evening, especially to the new station up north here, and I expect you to, at some point, to criticize me or ask me, what do you mean by this, like becoming perfect? Well, I can actually say that, and then we'll go on to the subject matter again, but become perfect has an essential, absolutely essential target, is to find a different energy other than emotions. Animals live by emotions, and humans become animals in conflict with their human, and that's anxiety. And that's what's wrong with you, emotions. Yes, the good emotion doesn't cure the bad one. The good emotion is just as much of a lie, because it's lies to you. It makes you feel better when you're not better. You see? And that becomes addiction. And so you can drink and drugs, and you can eat. But if you get too much pleasure from your food, too much distraction from your guilt, and especially the guilt of eating too much. You see, you're getting the point. So each one of you are the person who eats food and dies from all kinds of diseases, all sicknesses, you lose your eyes, you lose your feet, God knows what. And they got names for all of the diseases, but they were all the same, in that you derive it from a different source. In other words, you take it for drugs, or you take have too much sex, and you begin to be addicted to it and demand it, getting hungrier and hungrier and hungrier. The more you feel, the better you feel, the worse you get, because the feeling is a high, and every high is a new low. And every new low cries, more of the same. More e-food, more drugs, more everything. All right. So I'm taking my first call now. So I'd like to continue the subject as much as possible, but whatever problem you have, I don't care what it is, it's got to be amongst the 95% that have the same sickness, causes the same sickness. 95% run on one energy, and the energy is love hate or lust hate. That's better, because love is something different, much better than you think. You think you're falling in love, actually you're falling from what love is all about. You're falling from God into a deeper, darker entity that rises to the through a person in the occasion of your addictive need. Addict. You're a drug addict. You're a food addict. You're a car addict. You could be anything, but everything that you're addicted to owns you. And you don't know. Your car can own you. You have to have a bigger car. And a bigger car. Whatever it is. But whatever it is that you do produces a different symptom. A different kind of sick, a different kind of illness or disease, mental, emotional, and physical. But they're all the same thing. You try to make yourself better. Try hard to make yourself better. The harder you try, the more angry you get. The more angry you get, the worse you get. And you think anger is a power. It isn't a power. It's only a power to make you worse, or make somebody worse instead of you, to give you a feeling above them. So you tend to vent it and get pleasure from somebody who's broke. You vent it, and you put your suffering into somebody else, etc., etc., etc. So the bully is just as sinful as the person who's bullied, who didn't stand up for himself or didn't know how. I say to you, I can show you how to stand up to Goliath. And he'd back off. Give me a chance, will you? Okay, we'll talk to Patricia now. I've opened the program, and we'll come back to my subject matter, but we're going to talk to Patricia in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Patricia. Many happy returns for Christmas.
I just wanted to tell you thank you for everything you know, done for me. I've been through a lot, but you just showed me the way, and I kind of got over my fear, most of it. I got a little bit, but most of it. I was always afraid of, you know, driving, getting a job, little fears like that. And then I started meditating, and then I don't have that fear like I used to.
That's good.
And then I got I have a new job tomorrow, and I know those old feelings came back, but I always have your inner voice. I'm not saying that I'm talking to the voice, but it always clicks by saying, you know what, do it. Don't listen to that fear. And I'm just like going for it. And that's why I want to thank you, because if it wasn't for you guiding me, I would have been fear. I would have been a nervous wreck. And I just want to thank you for getting me out of my shell.
That's good. How old are you?
I'm 51, and I've always been scared of a lot of things ever since I was little. My mom said that, you know, I would amount to nothing. And then after she died, then I went back to school. I took up a trade. Now I'm going to be working in a hospital. I never graduated from anything, and I did graduate, and I did it by myself. Well, I did it, God willing, and with your guidance.
Now listen very carefully. I want you to let me go. I want to talk to you. I'm happy for you to call. But this is what I want you to do. Not think about your job tomorrow.
Okay.
If it comes to your mind, just watch it. And don't struggle with it. Just watch it. And it goes away.
Okay.
And it will,
thank you so much.
It may happen several times. But don't try to think of something else. Just become aware of the sitting in the room, and you're aware that you exist, and that is a beautiful thing all by itself. And be grateful for the ability to see things without being caught up in the endless loops of thoughts in your mind, because
right.
You're just sitting in your living room and noticing flowers and noticing woodwork, and you know, and you see the beautiful woodwork of people who you may not appreciate your own room.
Right.
You see what I mean? I'm not saying that this is what you should do, but just be aware when it comes, and that you see you don't know what you got, that person who's going to meet you tomorrow. You don't know what they're going to say, but there's something inside you that will be able to respond.
Yes.
And you'll be surprised of your own speech. Okay?
Yes.
Because it won't be.
I believe that.
Okay. All right. God bless you then.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, she didn't have such a big problem, but it still was nice to have somebody call. So let me come back to my point now. The number to call is 800-866-8883. And don't be... Don't be afraid to call me, because when we have the lady that called just a few minutes ago didn't bring much of what I'd like to say to my audience. But if we have a really serious problem, that's what I love. Excuse me putting it that way, because I can reduce it to its utter, complete simplicity. And wait for that. Now, here I come. There's a caller here. Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, West Coast time, weekdays. Okay? And it's only an hour where you are right now. Okay, now, let me see. William in Galesburg. Hello, William. What can I do for you?
Hello, Roy. How are you?
I am just jolly.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for helping me too, because you got me to where I was, from where I was to where I am now with your meditation.
That's
and
good.
I'll make a point, and I won't drop bombs, and I'll listen.
Okay.
My point is, my doctor says I'm schizoaffective, I'm an alcoholic, and I smoke.
Oy vey.
And I'm a wimp.
You don't sound like a wimp.
I don't?
No.
Okay.
You sound like a decent person trying to be good, but not really making it. It's not good enough. That's all. Good comes from a different place. Lots of people can be kind and gentle and sweet and good, but they're doing the best they can with what they've got, and that is something to be said about that. But what if you could give of yourself, or appear to give of yourself? So that everything that happens to you in your life, you always win and never lose. And you don't try to win, it's effortless. Winning is effortless. And the reason is because you have risen from the ape stage, meaning monkey energy. The monkey can never be anything more than a monkey, but if God would visit them, and put intuition, that means tuition from within, then you become human. The monkey would become human if that was possible, but I don't think it's... I guess with God, everything's possible, but it's very unlikely for a monkey to have intuition. Intuition. And with intuition comes a different boss. That's your Jesus or your God or whatever you like to call him. He's always existed. And then you need to think about the beginning of the universe and things like that. I've written a 50-page thesis on how the universe came into being. And one of these days I'm going to... I won't talk about that right now. I just want you to understand that that you're basically a decent person, but you're trying to be good, it will wear you out because you haven't got the energy that you would have if you could be still and cross a border within yourself and disconnect from the spirit, your intuition, your intuitive state of mind. There's two minds. Human beings have two minds and two sources of light and energy. The animal only has a mind, and it responds to the world around it, and so it should, and it keeps it a monkey. But a human being, if it starts to function on emotion, becomes animal-like. You begin to feel conflict as a human an animal in conflict with your human. See? And so, when you come into the world, you came into the world, as I said yesterday, you come into the world innocent. But the innocence is also entangled with intuition. Innocence, intuition. If you practice your intuition, it flows from within, from before the world began. Now just imagine, in the beginning there was the void and darkness on the face of the deep, and suddenly God said, let there be light, and what you get is a singularity. And that is the scientific language for light. Infinitely hot. And so whatever caused that infinitely hot sun or light, let there be light, there's another place that came from. It's not of this world, but it will build up this world. And so what I'm saying to you is, he created the whole creation, little creatures, big creatures, monsters, sharks, everything, millions and millions and trillions of things, and then he creates man in his image. The first man blew it and transferred the misery and suffering through all the generations, through one man's sin, and death through sin spread through the human race like a disease. And therefore you come into the world innocent, because a baby is not guilty. But the guilt comes when your mother and father don't know how to deal with you. And when they send you to one of those schools that know how to deal with you and turn you into a communist or something. But you see, you come into the world, and when you are 2 or 3 years old, you can see around you, you actually see injustice. You see the craziness of your own parents, but you can't say it. And when your parents see you looking at them sometimes, they get angry, they get resentful and jealous of your innocence, and they get angry and upset with you. And when you ask a parent, do you think being upset and being angry and being impatient with your children is good? He said, that's the way we teach our children. That's called correction. No, it's called destruction. See? How many of you get irritated with your kids? Well, screw you. Excuse the expression. You're just killing your kids. Are you impatient with your kids? Yes, it's the same thing. And once you do that, you've corrupted the child. It's causing him to be angry with you and upset with you, secretly or overtly, rebellious or conforming. And that's the only choice they got, and they're both wrong. And then they go out and try to find a way to overcome it, and they join the misery of all the other people. And so what I'm trying to say to you, you don't have to be a schizophrenic. They don't know how. A psychiatrist. Is there a psychiatrist out there who maybe you can get on some one of them on the telephone with me? And I want to know how much he knows about the mind. I say nothing. Unless you have set aside your business and you don't say anything, you keep it secret, because you're not supposed to mention God, etc., to keep your degree, I think, or something like that. But William, you are a decent person, but you haven't found the truth that set you free. You had it when you were born. You had it. Am I correct? Can you remember being?
I didn't have it on Earth once, and I gave it away with alcohol.
Yes, yeah, so, no, we won't talk about that now. I'm talking about when you were a kid.
Oh, okay.
But can you imagine? Can you remember how your parents were towards you?
Well, my mother said I was an ugly baby and I wasn't turned, and my head was lopsided. And my dad said she left me in my body, cleaned my diaper, and he told her off, and he smothered me after that. He put me on his chest, and I fetched ass too long.
Well, what you're saying, you took the role of a woman.
Who did? I did?
No, no, your father. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And I got off him. I said, I'm too old to be on top of you. And he said, no, you're not. You're warm as toast. And I started rocking, and it was a weird rocking. And I think something came from him into me that made me rock back and forth and act crazy. But I'm not sure.
Well, could you explain that walking back and forth? I didn't understand it.
Rocking.
Oh, say it again.
Like getting on all fours and going back and forth. People rock, like my roommate, he rocks side to side. And it's like comforting yourself with music and just rocking back and forth. It's not natural.
Yeah, no. You're just running away from anxiety, from guilt. Because you got lots of guilt towards your parents. Now, this is what I want you to do. You are using the meditation. Are you using the meditation, the 7-minute one, which is really wonderful?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, now listen carefully. When you sit, since I'll bring up the subject, and it's in your mind, so when you sit down and meditate, that's what will, whatever is at hand, which is what you just said about what you said about your parents, about your father. What caused it is he caused you to, or your mother caused you to be angry, and your father, your mother was the man, and your father was the woman, basically, and they just have different. They turned their sexual aspects around them, but so your father spoiled you, and your mother was a bully. I get it.
Well,
and she hated men.
She said you were a woman hater. That's what I tried to give her money and tell her to listen to you, and she'd say he's a woman hater.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she'd say.
Yeah, every man who's strong is a woman hater.
Yeah.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't worry about that. I don't care what she thinks of me. It's okay. What you need to do is sit quietly and just be aware of what something needs to be done that you do. You're not going to do it yourself. You can't. All I want you to do is to become aware that your parents, both of them, in their own crazy ways, do not know what they do. The last thing that Jesus cried out, which was most important, is said, because otherwise it wasn't his pain that made him cry that. He says, the music is coming. I can hear it. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. In other words, your father and mother did not know what they were doing. And they came from a family that didn't know what they were doing. And they came from a family's family all the way to Paradise Lost. Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call is 800-866-8883. None of the calls yet are substantive, but sufficient enough to make a point, which is the root of your problem lies in trauma. And trauma can be in two forms. It could give you, it could be an excitement, it could be a spoiled, rotten, someone really loves you, see? And you become codependent, and it's not healthy, that's not freedom. And then you can also become angry at being codependent, or angry for any reason, for injustice. But the purpose of the manipulator is to make you angry, because then he puts a piece of himself inside you, and you begin to belong to people like that. All right, now, and let me just say, for what it's worth, department, this program is not an ordinary program, and I am, you know, boisterous. I make a lot of noise, and it seems like I'm bragging, and not bragging, because I don't prepare my programs. It's all ad lib, and if nobody's talking, I'm ad libber. I didn't say ad libber, ad libber, and so it comes to me to say these things. I know it's difficult to pick up the phone and call 800-866-8883 and share with me what your problem is, but it will become one of all the things I've said. So all the different diseases comes from all the behaviors you do to get rid of it. So some people get rid of anxiety by eating a lot, and some people get rid of anxiety by drinking a lot and then smoking a lot. It depends on how severe it is, but each illness is affected as a different illness from the same root, and the root is being upset and looking for love, looking for pleasure to kill the pain of your conscience. You see, it's very simple. Your conscience is your savior, but the tendency is to make you think that the conscience is your enemy, and it follows you all the way to the grave like a hound of heaven. It trails you there. And so a person who eats to escape and to get a pleasurable feeling, a sense of worthless worth, that person will die in the intrinsic aspect, as where a person who eats has a special kind of illness. You know, you lose your eyes, you can't eat, you can't tolerate sugar, but you love sugar and you can't help but take sugar, and sugar will kill you, and it will cause you to lose your legs, and everything else. And something good like food shouldn't do that, should it? But it does. It's how you use it. Okay, we'll be right back.
At 1-800-866-8883.
So let me speak to you about awareness now. Yesterday I spoke about addiction, and now I want to share with you. I started to do a little meditation with the last caller last evening, last 10 minutes, and some good came from that, but we haven't had many good calls yet. But I'm hoping that you'll get used to this kind of program and grasp the idea. I'm not degrading you. I'm just trying to show you where you go wrong. And it's very difficult. You know, in this kind of business, radio business, you got to be pleasant. You can't criticize people. You can only criticize your enemies, and you have a lot of people who enjoy, you know, saying things about their enemies. But it doesn't cure anything. What is essential is to let me speak my mind to you. I may be wrong, but it would be good if. But let me just say that again. You may think I'm wrong. I'm never wrong in what I'm saying. Never. In other words, when I say to you, emotions will kill you. And you can recover from any disease of the 95% of all diseases that I mentioned. You can do this if you can understand where to come from. You understand how I said that? Where are you coming from? I'll use a few words from last night. And I said, do you have a will? Yes, you have a will. Of course you do. Or you can be willful, but you do have a will. And the will you're talking about is the will of the world. Intellectual. You see, so you can be, well-liked, and you can act like the stage, person on the stage, like Shakespeare says, all the world's a stage, and every person is, you know, well, I forget the rest of it. All the world a stage. And it's gone. But you look it up. Merely actors, that's right. And so, it's okay. It's better than being mean. But there's got to be a perfection of that. Because it's not good enough. You can be taken advantage of this kindness. You can be addicted to give kindness to get something from people, and then become a slave of that something, and then have to be kinder and kinder, and then pretty soon you're getting screwed, and then you get angry, and when you get angry, whether you become an appeaser or a bully, you're sick either way. So if I'm the bully, and I upset you, did you know I can mesmerize you? I'm going to tell you, if you get upset, I can share, maybe I should share a little bit. I learned, let me just make a point, I'll just make one point. I was on a radio program, I'm going to stop my babble and just give you a little story. I was a professional hypnotist, and I worked for the Institute of Hypnosis for 3 years. At the end of that journey, I understood that life is hypnotic. And that's how Hitler was able to control a whole country. See? And that was where I began. Because when I was a little boy, a smaller kid, 15 years old, I remember, going into vaudeville theater and watching the hypnotist doing all these strange things, and nobody believed it. And I connected it to Hitler. I had an understanding of why. How did he do this? And to this day, they don't know how he did it, but I do. I've spent my whole life on it, so I do. I say to you, if you are in my presence, 7 people out of 10, all I have to do is cause you to be irritable or angry. And before you know it, and you won't see it, you will do exactly what I want you to do, which is what I don't want to do here. And I'm going to give you the story. So I was invited to be on a radio show, and the person I'm a radio talk show host, if you like. So the gentleman who was going to interview me. The subject was emotions, and I say emotions is dangerous. And so he brought a person who believed that emotion makes you human. And this is what it was. And so we're sitting together, and I will said to him, you know, you think emotion is good for you. It makes you human, right? And I say, I can control you with that. He says, oh, can you? I said, yes, I can. I said, do you think anger is normal? He says, yes. I said, you idiot. anger is abnormal. Get it. And he got upset. I said, can you get more upset? I'd appreciate it. So he did. And all of a sudden he couldn't talk. I says, you can't talk now, can you? He couldn't. So he left me. I discussed my subject with the gentleman who invited me to do the program. And when I was in the military, I would entertain. This is before my wisdom, before I understand what Hitler was doing. I was doing the same thing and didn't know it. And so, I honestly didn't have to clean my rifle against other people to do it. They're happy to do it. It was crazy. And so I'm sitting in a pub, and in those days I don't drink, but you know, a pub is not like what we have here. It's a place where, you know, people, decent people, come and talk and share things with each other. And so this is on the base. And so this young soldier says, he said, how do you do this? How do you do it? And I said, he says, can you have, he's having a pint of lager, whatever, beer. I don't drink. So he said, how do you do it? He says, can you hypnotize me? I said, no, I don't have to. You're already hypnotized. He was. Because I'm a stronger person than him, and so all I have to be a stronger person than another person, and then be there's a word in Yiddish, chutzpah, taking advantage. And so I said, you're already hypnotized. He says, I'm not hypnotized. I said, do you like that drink? He says, yes, I do. I said, that mug is too heavy for you to pick it up. And he says, I can pick this up. What you talking about? So he picks up, tries to pick up the mug, and he couldn't. Now you see, that's waking hypnosis. And that's how you can be manipulated to buy cars and anything you want. Got to be careful. The person who said to you, oh, it's all over, it's almost all over now, but fundamental transformation. Well, I saw it as down. I not understand the game. Fundamental, because that's fundamental transformation. They thought it was up. Too bad. And it was so powerful. You got him a second time. Now look at you. A lot of people, like big babies, we can talk about that if you want to, why they're all crying and getting upset. They're bad losers. We could do that if you want to. But what I'm coming back to, again, to say to you is that there's a special meditation, but if the heart isn't in it, it cannot help you. You have to long for the purpose for which you were created. In Christmas time, what more do we want than that? I will be doing this program until, you know, Friday, and then next week too, please God. And I will try to show you the great simplicity. Let me just share something with you. Have you ever felt a pain in your tummy? Something that irritates you? Okay? Let me show you where it comes from, where the root is. And the brain doesn't feel anything, but the body does. And for some reason, if you just be aware of the left side of your body and towards the navel, but halfway between the navel and the rib bones there. And so whenever there's a little zzz, you understand when you get upset, there's a little zzz, like electric shock, just a little tiny, tiny thing. So next time you face somebody and look them in the eye, but then you notice the fear. But noticing the fear is important, because if I didn't tell you this, you may not have seen it. and you may see it next time. It's a little zzz like that. But you think, if in that state, in the new, it's going to give you a new state by watching it. You have another eye, another way of seeing. I'll talk about that in a minute. When you dream, you can see three dimensions. But how do you see three dimensions with your eyes closed and it's dark? Because the light is shining on the dream, nightmare. It's real, and you wake up as with a big shock. I'm saying to you that you have another light, and as I'm talking to you with this other light, it makes it it penetrates you. See, because I'm just not making this up as I'm going along. It's given me to say this thing to you, these things to you, and so it's not me that speaks, but him that speaks within me, so to speak. And it should be the same with you. So I'm not a special person. You have to be, or you also have to be that way. And so what I'm saying is about that, let me get back to the point, is you can be aware of that while you're looking somebody in the face and they're looking down their nose at you and they want to punch you, they're irritated with you. And if you just look at them and watch that little, and become aware of that spot while you're looking at them, you think you're actually being afraid, but the bully doesn't notice that. He notices that you're not afraid. That's because the root of that is called that little irritation. That little irritation opens the door for one of two emotions: love, hate. Love is not love. If you're longing for something and you're looking for something in the world, that you're never going to find love. Up pops the devil in somebody. Sooner or later, you have to stand up to that, otherwise. But there's a special way of doing that. And I have a meditation by which you can do this. And it's called 7-Minute Meditation. It's free. I want the whole world to have it, especially the English-speaking world first. Okay. America, I love you. Please don't get upset with me. I don't want to mesmerize you. I really don't. But if you get upset with me, if you get upset, I warn you, I'm not a thing to be played with. I'm almost 89. I will beat you at that. But it wouldn't be me, you see. Right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
For my paid stations, I have stations that are paid. I buy them, and this station and the commercial stations, they don't start the program till 5 minutes after, and the paid stations do. They're different, so I'm trying to pedal between the two, if you don't mind. If you've missed my program, you can go to my website, fhu.com. And you can hear the program, you can read it, listen to it in two ways. You can hear it live, or listen to another word for it. But you can listen to it as much as you want, over and over and over again. See, so we have two places you can, next to each other, live, and then I can't find the word. It's so you can listen to the whole show where you may not be able to hear it on your own radio show. But stay with me on your radio show, because it's important for me and for the station to be able to produce such a show that has never been before. In other words, I love you. It's not me who does the love. It's love that comes through me. So the more I love, the more I have to love with. And if you do this in an imitation way, where you think you need to love, then you give too much of yourself and you die from anxiety. You die from cancer, especially. If you want to look, do you know somebody, for example, do you know somebody who is an appeaser? And the appeaser is likely to go along to get along and to do the best they can to give him or herself to people, as if in that person will see that they give the shirt off their back. They're so good. But they're the ones that will die from cancer, as a typical cancer victim. And even with children. I won't go into that. It will scare you too much. Really would. All right. Post Office Box 1000. Please support my program. I needed to stay on the program. This part of the program, this program is given, the money comes in, it gives it to a non-profit organization, 501c3, equivalent to the Catholic Church. Equivalent status. Thank you.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Let me see if I try to say it again. A little boy gets beaten up by his dad. And dad doesn't like innocence. And therefore he projects his anger and guilt, and he projects it onto his kid and he beats him up. It happens all the time. See? And ISIS does the same thing. There's a video on TV, but on the website, and you see how they begin the day. They line up the kids and smash them hard in the face, hard, one at a time, and the whole you begin by demoralizing, and you keep demoralizing, and then you can feed them with whatever it is, crap that they give, and they can't help but become what upset them. They never survive it, and life is so tedious and miserable. They don't get any. They can't go anywhere. Their minds are destroyed, and the only relief they're going to have is to die. I know that you have thought of committing suicide. How many people have thought of suicide when you've been going the wrong way? The more you try to go the right way, the worse it gets, because you don't know what way you're talking about. So you don't know and understand what the way is. There's the way of the world, but you can't get out of that easy. You have to be longing for the purpose of creation. There has to be longing. And if you're longing, you can appreciate what I'm saying, and you begin to feel a sense of warmth. Breath of fresh air, that kind of thing. Even though you may not know yet what my purpose is and how to get you there, the fact that you can recognize where I'm coming from is where you're going. The fact that you recognize, you see, because you have it in you to recognize it. You have it in you to recognize Jesus in those days. He didn't have to do a radio show. He had a light that was shining through him, and that light it touches people. It disturbs the bad ones, but it gives pleasure and joy, but good pleasure. There's bad pleasure and good pleasure. Okay, but it gives you a sense. Oh my God, that's it. See. And if it's in you, you are shining a light, and you're able to see through people. You wouldn't be in a mess when Obama says fundamental transformation, and most of you thought it was up, but it was down. He played a game with you, but the only reason why he could play a game with you is because you're demoralized. Yes, whether you're on the right or the left, you're demoralized in some way. You're broken. And up pops the devil to make you feel good. In the form of a sociopath. A sociopath is nicer than God. is charm, seductive, and he gets away with it. Get it? And nobody is, and he does such a good, powerful thing that nobody dares to call him what he is, a liar and a thief, a traitor. I said it. I never stopped saying it. But you, most of you out there, you didn't speak up. You're afraid to lose your job. I get it. But you see, because most of you are cowards. Most Americans have been cowards. They're afraid to speak up. I understand. You have a family. And that's difficult. But you, in your head, you should know this and talk to each other with it. It should have been stopped a long time ago. You should have got together, but you're afraid to speak up because you're afraid of what other people might think of you. And you find there's lots of other people like that too, because one person can't do it. But anyway, he got away with it, didn't he? All right. There's a civil war coming, and I don't want to talk about that now, but there's millions of you know, ISIS kinds of people here. The door was opened by him. He set you up to fail all the way through. And you see, there are so many people who he nurtures. There's so many failing people that cause them to fail. The schools, music, all that stuff. Sex. I remember when I heard sex, you're putting a condom on a banana. I said, oh my God, what's going on? But it goes on. It demoralizes you. When you demoralize you, then evil seems good. And death looks like freedom. See? And so I know that you've just awakened and things are going to be different, but I want to warn you that it could be civil war. There's only a few minutes I should finish this, because there are so many people who have been broken, and as the Germans used to say, if you have emotion towards the Führer, you will see his glory. Emotions makes you see back to front. Evil is good. On the other hand side, if that's the case, you can make people see evil is good through emotions, then the obvious is that you will see innocence as evil. And then he applies his trade. Hitler applied his trade until the whole country became murderers, and those who support murderers, whether they liked it or not. You just almost missed, you almost lost your country. You know that, don't you? This is the program that please God to restore the virtues that we've lost. We'll be back in a minute. Support my program, please. It's the way I'm happy for the station to do good for you. And if the station I'm on, you best love them for this. I know there are people that will not like it. I'm sure that the station will understand that you can't please everybody, so I'm talking to the good, decent people of this world. Thank you, Post Office Box 1000, Rance Pass, Oregon, 97528. I don't get paid for this. I don't pay for it, basically, yet. In different ways, I have to. And thank you very much. I just have the opportunity, and I appreciate it.